I lost you.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what happened there. It's okay.
So
Yelp is a directory that we give you guys for free. It's like part of our service. It's listed as the popular directory submission. So a lot of those companies that do have a pre-existing relationship with Google, obviously not HomeAdvisor because they won't get around like charging for their directory submission and their membership. But all the other ones, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, AOL, All Pages, you'll have those by having your first page placement on Google too. It's just you're going to notice through your tracking system like 90% of your calls are just coming right off the first page of Google.
Okay, I have one question. You said that it would be $2.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
How long would that stay? Would that be forever? Would you raise prices or...
Okay, so if you come on board with me today, I'll lock it in. So as long as you're with us, you keep that rate. It won't go up or change.
Okay. Is this your number?
The 877 line that I texted you on is our company line, but let me get you my, like, direct extension.
Yeah, so I wanna talk about it with a few people before I go and jump into...
Yeah, it's a big move. I mean, like you said, the guys that are up there now are big companies. You gotta take into consideration, like, there's gonna be call volume there. And we do ask that you be responsive to phone calls and emails, not just from us, but your customers too. So, sometimes it's almost better to have somebody there that can answer the phones for you. But we always tell our guys, you know, especially at this time of the year, there's always gonna be an overflow of leads. And we're not going to, you know, ride you too hard if you're missing calls. We just tell you try to do the best you can. And then obviously take a cherry-picking method, too. Don't just go out to try to go out to everything that calls you. You want to make the most out of your day and the time that you have out in that 110-degree weather.
Yeah. Yeah, yesterday I was working. It was 109 degrees. I was like, oh, man, it sucks.
It's so bad. Yeah, it was horrible. I remember I took my son out just to go get, like, food because the Venetian's, like, right in the middle of the strip, and we didn't want to eat in the restaurants that were inside the hotel.
Oh,
and it
man.
Was like
this
I was running. It was like I was running from AC to AC. I know, I almost fought a guy. It was pretty bad. Like,
I feel like it's 10 degrees hotter down at the strip because there's so many casinos and like so many. It's crazy.
It was boiling. I was sweating like just by stepping outside. It was horrible. It was just you get smacked in the face with like the hot air and then.
But the
worst was going home. Like, I flew over there really quick. Like, from Orange County to Vegas was, like, 3 hours and a half, maybe.
Which airport did you take?
No, I drove.
Yeah,
I just purchased, like, a brand-new 4Runner, like, 2 weeks ago. So I was I'm going to drive. So I just came with my lady and my son, and we flew there. It was, like, 3.5 hours. We drove.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, but usually I'll go out of John Wayne, to Las Vegas. It's really cheap. It's only like $40 and, it's like right down the street. Like it's pretty much in Costa Mesa.
When I flew home from Cali, that's where I flew home from was John Wayne.
Yeah, that's perfect. You know, that you don't got LAX or Long Beach. There's like nobody in there, man. It's perfect.
Yeah,
I love that airport.
It's so small compared to Vegas's airport. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. I've actually flown to even Hawaii out of that airport, and it's amazing, man. It's especially with like the pandemic and everything that was going on. I also flew to San Francisco from there. Obviously, when you get to San Francisco and Hawaii, those airports are huge. But like,
the airplanes are never packed.
Yeah, you never have like a big line for getting through your luggage at John Wayne, and then the airplanes are never packed. It's always just like rich people from Orange County. So it's like, you know, you get on a plane and you have like a whole row to yourself. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Well, John, thank you for the call, and I'll get back to you today. I'm going to go do some thinking on it.
Yeah, it's definitely good for you. Like I said, not just for the short term, but long term marketing solution for you. And I kind of put you in a package that should be able to blow them out of the water, and we could steal them from you.
Yeah,
and
that's
altogether.
You're taking off a lot of money from me. That would help a lot. So I'll definitely get back to you.
I'm going to send you an article too. The FTC is considering shutting down HomeAdvisor because.
Oh snap.
Yeah, it's happened before, actually. They used to be called Service Magic, and then they got shut down in 2013, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014. And then
what'd they do?
Well, they've been doing this. So, like, the article states, basically, like, the Federal Trade Commission charges Home Advisor, Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses like yourself, seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says since 2014, the Angi affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs. So it's like I'm telling you, you know, they're on Google. They're basically doing this. And then it's like you turn around and you take the lead, and instead of going out on the job, you go, I'm going to sell this one lead to five people. Obviously, only one person is going to get that job. Like, why are you charging all five of these people for nothing? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do realize. Yeah, I get
the leads don't even answer the phone.
They charge you for every lead.
Yeah,
it's pay per lead. You get like one out of four.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's pay per lead, not pay per job. So most of that bill, like let's say you set aside $500, like 400 of it's going just to fees on calls that didn't even answer.
Yeah, I know. I've realized that. That's exactly what I did. I had to put down 300, and I've already lost like 300 of it and get like four jobs.
Yeah, so you're basically paying $300 to get four jobs. This will have you on the first page of Google for $300 for an entire month. And
yeah,
and people can just call you directly, but obviously they have to type in the service that you offer, so you know it's not just like random people calling you. You know, they're like vetted. They were on Google looking for somebody to do that. Yeah, so that's like I said, it's the same thing they use.
Save
money.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I'll definitely get back to you.
Okay, sounds good. I look forward to hearing from you.
You too.
All right, you have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye. All right, bye.